Joining us now is NPR's Robert Smith. He's on the telephone with us from the scene of a plane crash, an aircraft crash in New York City. Robert, what can you tell us?
Well, right now, we see the smoke coming up from what is supposedly a 50-story apartment building here on the very east side of Manhattan at about 72nd and York Street. And it's a 50-story building, and there was an impact of some sort of aircraft, I guess you're saying now a helicopter, around the 20th floor. There were reports of flames coming out, an explosion, and debris coming down. But right now, it's just a mess here. There's a massive, massive police and fire response. This is the kind of thing that they've been training for since 9/11.
We're getting word from the Federal Aviation Administration. It's still too early from their point of view to determine what kind of aircraft was involved or what might have caused this crash. Obviously, though, there's got to be a lot of speculation.
Well, there is a word from WABC here in New York that the FDNY, the fire department, is confirming that it was a helicopter, although reports, early reports have varied between a very small plane and a helicopter going in. If it's a, it's sort of two different issues. A plane crash is pretty rare, obviously, around here. But helicopters recently over the last year, they've had a number of different problems. They're dumping into the East River, one tourist helicopter about a year ago, and then there was a business helicopter that crashed not too long ago. Now, those were minor events, and those happened into the water off Manhattan. But it's sort of good to know that, that at least informative to know that this thing's happened before.
Any word on injuries?
Not yet. I mean, there's just an amazing emergency response. I mean, I've seen at least 20 ambulances, maybe 30 or 40 fire department vehicles, police vehicles packed with officers. You know, they're taking no chances around here. But no word yet on who might have been injured or what might have happened. I mean, we do know it was a residential building. There are some business parts of the building that are on the lower floors. And it looked like initially from some of the helicopter shots, who have a better view of this than I do, that it was probably five or six apartments or units, I should say, that looked like they were affected by smoke and fire.
It looked like flames were gushing out at one point of two apartments, one on top of the other. And it did look, again, I'm watching this on television from a couple of hundred miles away, it did look as if you could see the hoses of firemen dousing the flames. You now see continued smoke gushing out of the buildings and obviously staining the building. And certainly other apartments in that building might have been involved. But again, there's no word yet from NPR's Robert Smith on casualties, and all the indications we have thus far is no indication that any kind of terrorism is involved in this incident. Robert Smith, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Neil.
Robert Smith with us from the scene, 72nd Street and York Avenue on the Upper East Side of Manhattan in New York City, where an aircraft has crashed into the middle of a high-rise residential apartment building in Manhattan. We'll have more for you later in this program, and stay tuned to NPR News throughout the day. We'll have the latest for you. And at about 2:45 this afternoon in New York City, a small aircraft crashed into a residential apartment building at 72nd Street and York Avenue in New York City. There are reports, according to the FAA, of at least one fatality. Earlier, flames were seen shooting out of two apartments in that building, now heavy smoke billowing from those apartments. Joining us on the telephone from the scene in New York City is NPR's Robert Smith. And Robert, what can you tell us about what's going on?
Well, first of all, I'll say that there are so many emergency vehicles here and people on cell phones. That's very dicey service, and I apologize if I cut out here. But just a few minutes ago, the smoke stopped coming out of the building. Once again, this is a 50-story residential building right on the East River, 72nd in York, a very expensive apartment building here. And this impact from a fixed-wing aircraft was around the 40th floor counting up. Well, just a few moments ago, the smoke stopped from there. It looked like there were jets of water coming out. The firefighters had successfully made it to that floor and at least mostly extinguished the fire. We're seeing still the blackened smoke over four or five stories of the building, but the actual billowing smoke has ended. I talked to people who actually were here for the crash and say that, you know, there was a huge fireball that came out of it. And, of course, they had the sort of sickening feeling that this should happen again in New York City.
Obviously, memories are stirred by that. As of yet, no indication from the U.S. government or from officials in New York City that any element of terrorism was involved.
No, and you know, in fact, although there's a massive police presence here, which you would see in a terrorism event, and in fact, the police would be in charge in many terrorism events, it still looks like this is the fire department's show, meaning that they haven't sort of evacuated the greater area in the kind of thing you might see in a terrorism event. Of course, we do not know, but so far, this looks like it's a fire department and a fire issue. I'm standing here by the bank of ambulances, and I haven't seen anyone taken out of the building, injured or dead, and I haven't seen any ambulance gone away yet, but it doesn't mean that there aren't still casualties up there.
Well, clearly somebody was flying the plane, and almost certainly had to have been injured, if not killed, and again, the FAA does report one fatality, not known whether there were other passengers on the plane. And Robert Smith, let me ask you, as you look at the scene around there, obviously not New York City nor any other city in the world has fire ladders that go up that high, so clearly the firefighters had to come up inside the building and attack it from the inside.
Yeah, I mean that's clearly what happened, and like I said, we saw clearly something that looked like a shoots of water coming out, and this is what they train for. I mean, this is a city where the fundamental part of their training is going up 40 flights of stairs with hoses and hauling those things up. It's the kind of thing that they obviously they thought about trying to do in 9/11. Of course, those plane impacts were too high to use hoses on. But this one, like I said, is around the 40th floor, which is very doable here.
And this area of Manhattan, the Upper East Side, a very prosperous area.
Yes, I was talking to a woman who lives two blocks away, and she's one of the ones that at least saw the fireball afterwards. And she lives in a very expensive apartment building, but she says nowhere near as rich as the people who live in this apartment building, who have a view of Queens and the East River. And it's a relatively new building, last 20 years. So, it's a nice one.
Robert Smith, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Welcome. You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith talking to us from the scene of an aircraft disaster in New York City. A small plane flew into a residential apartment building at 72nd Street and York Avenue. The FAA says there is one fatality. Other than that, we have no information on injuries or deaths. Stay tuned to NPR News throughout the day for the latest on this terrible incident in New York City. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.